Hello and welcome to this week's edition of BMW, the luxury pod of the podcast world. It didn't sound that good. I'm not going to do it again.
I thought you would have forgotten about it, but...
No, that? Never.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome to Boar Meets World.
Hey.
We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me is Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
This week we're covering episode 5 of Boy Meets World, titled Killer Bee.
Killer Bee. I'm not sure why it's titled that.
I think okay. Well, I was like, well, they had a spelling bee, but it wasn't spelling, it was geography.
They did not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that would make sense then.
Yeah. Maybe that was the original idea. And Killer they were like, maybe do this instead.
It's one of those times when they recycled something. Hmm. Like those lines from the previous episode with Ryder Strong taking the notes from the kid that actually wasn't in the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So, kick us off. How's this episode start?
Well, first, maybe we want to say hey, and thanks for listening. Had some pretty good numbers so far. A couple of reviews on the iTunes. Yeah. Looking pretty good. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
It would be great to get a few more, though, wouldn't it?
It would.
You know where they can do that?
No, you need to tell me.
Oh, okay. Let's check it out. Of course, we're on the Twitter over at Boar Meets World. Almost said the old show.
Let it rest.
Rest in peace.
For now.
Of course, there's our website, which is boarmeetsworld.pinecast.co. That gives you all the links to the iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can stream on there, but it would be great to get some more ratings and reviews and subscriptions over on the iTunes. Thank you. Let's jump into the real show.
Let's do it. So to open up the show, we are brought in to Feeny, getting ready to congratulate Minkus on an excellent geography exam.
Yeah. Now, of course, he had the highest grade on the exam. That was no surprise to anyone. Yeah. Corey included.
Also in recent news, grass is green.
So. Corey received a C on this exam, but he's like, I actually studied this time. Yeah. And Feeny brings up the fact about East Germany's not a thing, Berlin Wall happened, blah, blah, blah. The book's wrong, basically. Yeah. And it can't keep up with all these changes, and apparently the school just can't afford to make new books.
Yeah, because textbooks are crazy expensive. Like, if you guys have ever had to buy them or anything, they are so inflated.
Yeah.
For what you have to price. Even, just using college as an example, those books are marked up, 500%.
Sure.
What it costs to manufacture them.
So, tuition wasn't enough.
No. No. Wishing don't pay the bills, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Corey's like, how am I supposed to keep up if the books don't keep up? Why can't geography be like every other, what am I trying to say here?
School subject.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Forgot the word.
What do you say? History, Lincoln always gets shot.
Sure. I was going to use that one last because that's the big pop.
Yeah.
But
sorry.
He's like, math, 2 + 2 is always going to equal 4. The earth always goes around the sun. Lincoln always gets shot in the head. And Feeny's like, Lincoln got off easy. Then we jump right into our wonderful intro of the show.
You know, I think strong quote of the episode will probably be going to Feeny from now on.
Yeah.
Because I love every line, every quip.
Yeah, he's great. Thank you, Mr. William Daniels, which is having a birthday this Saturday.
What? Does he have a social media presence?
I believe he does.
Everyone that's a fan of this show should head over to his Twitter.
Yeah.
Whatever else, his Facebook page. I don't know. I'm not a member of social media, but you guys probably are. Go check it out. Wish Mr. Feeny a happy birthday Saturday.
Saturday, March 31st. He'll be turning the ripe young age of 91 years old.
You mean 91 years young.
Yes.
And I bet he's as sharp as he was 20-some years ago when he started this show.
I'm sure he is. Happy birthday, Mr. Feeny.
Happy birthday. You thought I was going to go Feeny, didn't you?
Yeah.
Feeny!
You were going to say something?
Oh, I wanted to bring up, old textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen your fair share of them.
Yeah, I've went to school.
Yeah. But something I always hated the smell of those textbooks. because it seemed like...
Are you always sniffing your books?
Yeah. Well, it's hard not to when you're, like, reading them and you open it up and that air catches it.
Do you have, like, a vision problem? You had to get real close?
Or? No. It's just opening it and the wind.
Just the smell is that strong.
Dude, it smelled like every book that I ever got.
What degree of, like, force are you opening this book where the wind hits you in the face?
I'm ready to learn, Steven.
So, like, rip this thing.
Yeah,
let me read it.
And then I get hit with
puke. I got some knowledge in my head, okay. But there's all this smell in my nose.
Though. Yeah, I get hit with the smell of vomit out of every book I've ever picked up in school. I don't know what
the
it is.
The scent is vomit.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, it always smells like straight puke.
I'm not sure I ever got that smell from a book, but yeah, perhaps just age, I think, is the scent.
Well, you would think that, but... The first element.
You would think that, but actually I had a book and it was just full of vomit.
That's what they told me those stains were. Because I went up to the library and I was like, what are these stains? And this book smells funny. You're like, yeah, the last person threw up in it, but we had to keep it because of the budget. I'm not making that up.
And this is school or a library?
School. Okay. No, this was college. It was actually a big university. No, I'm just kidding.
Piss ass 101.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, yeah, we hit our intro, which we're still loving, correct?
I'm becoming desensitized to it.
It's not even fazing you anymore?
Yeah. I mean, it's just
turn
like,
off your brain and just let it happen.
Pretty much, like, you know, you can only get lashed on the back so many times before you quit feeling it. So.
I don't know if it's quite that bad.
I mean, not anymore. But, I mean, before it was pretty brutal.
Sure. Yeah. So after the intro, Feeney brings up the fact that the regional geography tournament is happening soon, and who's going to be his horse in this race?
Oh, you guessed it. Minkus.
Again, a surprise to no one.
Yeah.
Feeney says the prize for this year is to be the bat boy for the opening game of the World Series. Yeah. Seems like an odd prize for a regional... geography tournament.
Yeah, let's give what's the jockiest prize we can give to a bookworm? Oh, I know, we'll make him Bat Boy. Which, but, actually, Bat Boy, mm-hmm. Dude, the 90s were crazy because it should have been Bat Person.
Okay? Jesus Christ.
It shouldn't have been Bat Boy.
Sure.
Could have been a Bat... spoiler alert, a girl won this thing at the end.
Yeah, could have been Bat Girl, could have been Bat Woman, could have been Bat Man.
Or whatever she identifies with sexually.
Don't give me your woke speech when you, like, go into your, you know, down the road accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go deep?
Differentiate.
No, it's really bad when I'm tired. Like, I can't control it.
So, yeah, Bat Boy for the World Series opening game. Still, I think that's odd for a regional tournament.
Well, you know, plot devices and whatnot.
Sure. Well, it could have been for the local game, maybe, or, you know, something.
It's not big enough for Corey.
Okay, even
no. No. Because I'm pretty sure, isn't the, if I'm keeping up with, like, this show, aren't the Phillies having a really good year
this season? Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, they had the no-hitter.
Man.
Which was great, and I stayed up late to watch it.
Right. I went to bed so I could be refreshed, you know.
So Minkus is like, what the hell? I want that thing.
Holographic pull-down projector map or something like that.
Seems like another ridiculous prize, really.
The bee's knees of geographic cartography. I don't know.
So class leaves. What?
Did you like that word?
Well, I missed it.
Cartography.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm learning now.
I know you are. I tell.
Class dismissed. Corey comes up and he's like, you're making a mistake with Minkus. I have the will to win this thing. Feeney's like, is your newfound interest in geography because of this prize? Of course it is. This kid loves baseball.
Yep.
For the past 4 episodes, we've learned that.
There is always a baseball, I don't know what the correct word I'm looking for is, but baseball is always involved with the story of the episode in some way.
Yeah, I mean, it's at least brought up.
Correct.
They went to a game, he watched the game, whatever.
Talking about the game and his ozone project.
Yeah, and here, of course. Then we go to the Matthews home. Amy asks Eric to babysit Friday night, but he cannot because there is a big rockin' concert by Aerosmith Friday evening.
God, those guys have been huge for a very long time, or were huge for a very long time.
Are they not anymore?
I mean, I'm sure they still are, but like, they were big in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then in around the 80s, I can't remember when, they kind of faded off for a little bit. Then they had that...
Walk This Way.
Yeah, revival with Run DMC. And then all of a sudden, in the 90s, they're just churning out these ballads that are...
Don't want to miss that thing. Yeah.
Crying. Janie's Got a Gun. Mm. They're huge.
Yeah. But the parents are going to the concert as well. Eric's not too pleased about this. But more on that later. Because the boys show up and they bring Minkus over. And it seems to be fairly obvious it's against his will. You might say.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to school him.
School him, yeah.
Man.
He's like yelling at Amy. He's like, here's my phone number. Call my parents, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't really do anything.
No
real reaction whatsoever. It's kind of weird, maybe.
She probably didn't like dweeb kids.
It's like, yeah, beat them up.
Yeah. Make it bullying hurt, Corey.
Is not cool, Kyle.
It wasn't the 90s like everything else. That's barbaric about this show.
Is this the most offensive TV show?
I'm triggered.
Yeah. So they bring him up to Corey's room. Sean says something along the lines of, one out of every four people is a nerd.
Yeah.
And if you can't tell who it is, then you're it. They're talking him out of going to the, or being a part of the geography tournament. Minkus's demands aren't all that much. Don't throw a ball at my head, basically.
Yeah.
So it didn't take a lot to get him out of something that he seemingly loves.
Well, he's probably playing the long game for his, intellectual pursuits. He knows all that damage to his brain early on is probably going to
good point.
Make him as dumb as Corey.
Or Eric, later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about Eric here in a little bit. But was that the third child, number two? They're hanging out with them?
Third child, number two?
Yeah, remember we saw him on the fence episode.
Yeah, they were talking about superheroes as fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Good eye.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Back to Eric. He doesn't want his parents to go to the Aerosmith concert. They're like, we've been listening to them forever, since you were born. Eric's like, what are they, like a million? Alan's like, yeah, our age. Ha ha. Alan's got third row seats to this show. I believe Eric has...
What, 68 rows back or something like that?
Like 67th row or something, because I believe he was 64 rows back or something like that.
Yeah, but nosebleed.
Yeah, it's not good. Alan's got some great seats. Old guys get good seats, I believe he said.
Yeah.
Then he's like, I don't want to be there. I don't want to sit next to you, be near you, be in the same amphitheater as you. Maybe go to the Eric Clapton concert?
He's got some old tastes in music, is all I got to say. Well, no, Clapton had a couple 90s hits too, didn't he?
I don't know. Refresh our memories.
Wasn't Tears of Heaven a 90s hit?
I don't know, sing it to me.
I can't think of the words, but it was about his kid dying or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, kid.
Tears in Heaven, not Tears of Heaven. Sorry.
That's close.
Yeah.
And he mentions Eric Clapton, storms out. Parents are like, we listen to him too, you know?
Should we tell him?
What happened next here, Kyle?
We're seeing Corey study for his geography tournament.
Not quite yet.
We're not quite there?
No. We're in class now. Minkus has decided to pull out of the tournament.
Tender his resignation.
He's got a new image as regular guy. Minkus is basically Corey's puppet here because we see Corey in the background. He's like mouthing things that he told Minkus to say. So Minkus leaves. Corey slides in to take the spot.
Feeny is not amused.
Doesn't seem too coincidental that he's right there when it happened.
Right.
Feeny basically denies Corey and's like, I guess we're not even going to do it this year. Corey spouts off like some random directions and stuff, you know, like northwest, whatever, yeah, you know.
I see you're walking east, which is the direction of Europe, don't you know?
Corey, you know, is trying his hardest. He's like, I can learn anything when I'm interested. He's willing to learn. And how many times has he said that? None.
Not in those, not in that order.
Yeah. So Feeny agrees to it. I don't know if he has a lot of faith, but he wants Corey to learn something. Yeah. As he always does.
I was going to say, he definitely sees this as an educational opportunity for Corey.
Everything is an opportunity for education for Feeny.
That's true.
Is it not?
So true.
Argue with me.
Argue with you? Yeah. No. No. I don't think so.
Good. Yeah. Then we cut to Corey and he's studying really hard. His friends are getting upset. They're saying the teachers are starting to notice. He's mutating, basically, to Minkus. Minkus shows up in his very, I don't even know if it's 90s rap guy get up.
No, man, it looks like he caught the rerun of Can't Touch This on MTV.
Corey asks for some help. Minkus is like, my brain is no longer in service. Minkus and Feeny have a little conversation, which ends with Feeny saying the Western civilization is in its decline based on how Minkus is dressed. Is that a little eh?
People have been saying that for years, since like the 50s.
So. But you don't find any offense there?
From Feeny?
Yeah, just that statement, yeah. Because it is said about more of a quote-unquote hip-hop look.
You know,
am I digging too deep here?
I think you're putting labels on people that they don't need. I think you need to quit labeling people and putting them in boxes that are...
Well, I'm doing this?
These boxes constructed of your preconceived notions of how the world works.
Well, I'm doing this for the show.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah, and the show.
Well, moving on then.
Oh, boy, you totally flipped my opinion on this. People are going to think I'm like this social justice warrior bitch on this show.
Yeah.
And, oh, sorry, Feeny.
That's
right. Yeah, that's our. That's what we were going to use to edit curse words for this show. Yeah. But
laziness.
Yeah, anyways. Oh, that brings me to my next talking point. Laziness and stuff. Have you ever been motivated by like something to anything ever in your life? You ever been motivated, Stephen?
Not really, no.
But no, I caught this, you know, I kind of had this in common with Corey in this episode that I find when there's something in it that I want, I can hone in on it and just concentrate, become obsessive, and, you know, learn everything I can about it.
Do you have an example?
Huh? Just, well, you've seen me. Like, I'll get on something, and it's like within a week I know everything about it. And I end up eventually...
Wiki Wizard,
if you will.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even just Wikipedia. It's like looking up other things, like the sources from Wikipedia and making sure they're legit. But like even in school, it was just like, I didn't really care in high school. But once I got to college and there was like, you know, I have this direction that I'm going to take and this is what I want to achieve. It just makes things so much easier for you to focus. Have you ever had anything like that?
I mean, no.
I think
no motivation whatsoever.
I think you have.
I just like to lay around, do nothing, and care about nothing.
You care about this pod, right?
Yeah, that's my motivation.
Okay. That was your bit right there. Be like, this pod, Kyle.
I got motivated to do this just so I could watch Boy Meets World again.
There you go. Now you're honing
and in. To line my pockets with money.
Yeah, because we're really rolling now.
With your help, by giving us a review on iTunes.
All right, where are we at? Corey's learning geography.
Yes, he was learning, blah, blah, blah.
Hawaii, Earl of Sandwich.
Yes, you know where we're at.
Yeah, man.
I think. Yeah, Corey's like, he thinks this stuff is pretty interesting once he got into it. Feeny has a look of pride about him because... Obviously, his plan has kind of worked here.
Yeah.
Then we cut to a scene where the parents are kind of testing Corey. You know, What's the bluegrass state? Kentucky. That's where we live.
Major pop in this house. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, they mentioned Kentucky?
They mentioned us, y'all. We're big news.
Where are we at now? Oh, then between the parents testing Corey, Eric is also naming off bands, and the parents are still like, yeah, we're into them.
Yeah. I'm thinking that Corey just found this, like, collection of cassettes or something. You know, like, he gave no question to where it came from in his house. He's just like, this music is really cool. And he didn't realize that it all came from his parents.
Mm-hmm. So. You mean Eric, but yes.
What'd I say?
I think you said Corey.
Oh, my bad, Eric.
That's fine. Basically, Eric is really frustrated at this point, and he's like, I'm going, and I'm going to be 64 rows behind you, breathing down your neck. And then we cut to the scene at the tournament, and we see the teachers are massaging the students to prepare them for a geography tournament.
Feeney's shoulder roll killed me.
Yeah. Feeney's like, are your, like, shoulders stiff or something? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I could use a rub. And then Feeney's like, well, go like this, and you can't see it because we're not a visual podcast. Yeah. But
if you watch the episode, you'll know what we're talking about.
Then they started asking these crazy questions. I don't even know the shit that they're talking about.
I had no idea any of that stuff.
This seems pretty fucking highbrow geography for sixth graders.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those two intelligent ladies were from private school. And they had new textbooks.
They weren't at John Adams Middle School, no. And Corey's sitting there, and he's freaking out hearing these questions, as I would be, because I'm like, I've never even heard of these things. Still haven't. And I mean, beyond sixth grade at this point. Yeah,
I learned about them today, watching the show. Yeah.
See, you learn something every episode. Then we cut to the thing. You know, of course, Corey gets his question wrong. He brings up little factoids that he did remember from his studying. Then we see Corey being all really bummed out and these rambling things that he remembers. And
Alaska,
being really
northernmost part of the U.S.
he's hitting himself in the head, and he's like, I'm hitting the most northern part of my head. The girl that won, like, what's a bat boy? This is a stupid prize. You know, Corey explains, of course. I wrote my notes bad, so it's getting crazy. Eric is still complaining.
Yeah.
Eric was pretty annoying this episode.
Yeah, dude, I'm ready for the real Eric.
Like, what's he bitching about?
Yeah. Just go. They're not going to bother you. They don't even know where you're at. They're watching the concert. You got all this freedom behind you, bro.
I mean, if you were so stoked to go to the show and you ended up with 67th or whatever row seats, and they offered you a better seat, I think I'd be into it.
Definitely, if you're going for the show.
Did you ever have a thing with your parents like this with music? Are you embarrassed because you listen to the same music as your parents or anything like that?
No, not really.
Or did you, like, get along? Was that, like, a bonding thing, perhaps?
Yeah, with my dad, for sure. Yeah. We had always made plans to go to shows, but, like, it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because his favorite band's Tool. So, we were going to go see them. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, your dad's a real tool.
That's good. At least I have a dad.
But
bam!
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
Wow.
You don't care. You don't care. Don't pretend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see both parts of why he's upset, but also be like, don't be upset.
Yeah.
Because I look at this kind of like he's trying to be his own person in a way, and he's breaking away. And I think music in particular, at least for me, sometimes I find bands and they're like, that's my band. And I'm upset that they blow up or other people listen to them. You know, it's like
I found them first.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's like, dude, that's kind of cool. Your parents would listen to the same thing you listen to, because you get to listen to what you want to listen to.
Yeah, they're not. They're not kind of.
They looking down. They turn that crap down. Yeah, whatever.
You know. Whoa, like, Nabes.
Me and my parents can both rock to walk this way.
Yeah, I remember. Great. I remember when I got a copy of Disturbed's first album back in the day. Yeah, I played it with in the car with my mom and my aunt. And my mom was like, yeah, I like Down With The Sickness. But my aunt was like, oh, this is awful. And, geez. And they're big into bluegrass and stuff, right?
Oh, my God.
So I'm just like, oh, because, you know, when people that you have a relationship with do not share the same interests as you or they don't like what you're liking, sometimes you can take it as like, well, you know, they think less of me for liking this.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't always the case, but if you're 16 years old, you're thinking that.
Yeah, when you're being a badass listening to Disturbed,
yeah,
you know, like, as the alternative freak that you are.
I'm down with the sickness, auntie. Get with it.
Although I got to say, I have to see Drunk Mary rocking out to Down With The Sickness.
Oh, man. She'd be like, give me my beer. I'm getting stupefied. Why?
Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh, am I too? Sorry.
Calm down over there, guy.
Yeah, just rocking out in my head, you know?
Yeah, and then, yeah, Eric's like, he's still complaining. He's like, oh, look at me, I got the cool parents. Like, whatever. He couldn't have fun because his parents were there, blah, blah, blah. Amy and Alan, meanwhile, they come home later than Eric. They have backstage passes. They're partying hard. Alan is basically like, dude, I know what you're wanting.
Yeah.
But I had that, but I wanted what you have. And he leaves Eric and his girlfriend alone on the couch, and then Eric very smoothly turns off the light, and he's like, I'm the lucky boy with the cool parents. And then Alan's like, not that cool. What did you think about that? Pretty cool?
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty cool. But not that cool, you know?
Yeah. And then we see class once again. Minkus is back to normal. Corey asks,
oh man, I missed like three of my talking points there.
We'll bring it back.
Okay.
Corey asks Minkus the question that he was asked in the tournament. Minkus obviously just shoots it right out of his mouth. He knows everything. Corey's like, you would have won if you used Minkus, right? And he's like, definitely.
Highly likely, like, yes.
Are you kidding me? Of course we would. We'd win next year, too.
Yeah. Are you dumb, kid? Don't answer that.
But Corey did get an A on this week's geography exam, so it's still a win. And then there's the cute little moment where they put up the exam with the other plaques of winning the geography.
Oh my God, how tender was that?
That's pretty cute.
Whoa.
But overall, I gotta say, or just ask, what'd you think about this episode?
I liked it.
'Cause I think it's probably the weakest one so far.
I agree, and that does not mean that it was a bad episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have we addressed this already in this show where Corey is like, you know, middle of the road student, average.
But undercover, he's kind of smart.
Yeah, when he applies himself, he's actually, you know, above average.
Maybe a secret nerd.
Yeah.
Closet nerd.
I wouldn't even say nerd, just above average intelligent.
Sure.
He just weighs himself down because it doesn't interest him, which I think a lot of people in the world do.
Or he's kind of hiding it just to fit in.
That too.
You know.
Again, very common thing.
He wants to hang out with Sean, but he's like, you know, we saw the part where he was like studying, and they were already making fun of him, so.
Yeah. But I agree with you. Weaker than the other ones, but then again, this one doesn't really have, I wouldn't say it's as weak as the first episode.
Hmm. Still hating the pilot.
I wasn't a big fan of that pilot.
Okay.
I feel like this is the pilot done right, to be honest.
I can see that.
With, you know, not counting the Eric moments in this. Because his character was very, I felt generic.
Yeah.
In this. He's just a 16-year-old guy wanting privacy with his girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no personality. There's not that zaniness that we get from Eric. That, you know, he's known for.
Just a generic TV,
yeah,
quote unquote, cool older brother.
Yeah, very, very static character. It's not.
Yeah, he's just there.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's vanilla. Yeah. I like vanilla, but only as ice cream. Okay?
Wait, what?
I like vanilla, but only in ice cream.
Oh, okay. Not in TV characters.
No, milkshakes too. They're okay. But anyways.
But you're lactose intolerant.
I am. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, ride the lightning, Steven. Yeah,
bite the bullet, true.
Yeah. Can we talk about this Beavis and Butthead pop?
Yeah, this is the second time this happened, I believe. Second episode in a row, yeah. If I recall correctly.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'll go watch Beavis and Butthead. That's what Woo! Mika said. Yeah, and the crowd just goes nuts for it.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you can figure out what the correlation is to, or correlation, look at me trying to use big words, act like I'm smart. What the connection is.
Get them, Minkus.
Well, you know, Sandwich Islands. Figure out what the connection is between Boy Meets World and Beavis and Butthead. You know, let us know.
Was it not the Viacom thing?
It wasn't the Viacom thing.
Damn.
We were looking up who owned MTV to see if it was, you know, like ABC's, Viacom's, you know, the Big Six or whatever. You probably don't know. I don't think this is a common thing to know.
Yeah.
I didn't know it until after reading this.
I knew Viacom.
You knew Viacom?
Yeah.
I did too. They kind of sit back these days, you know, because when you're watching shows, you don't see that Viacom come across the thing anymore.
I'm sure some Twitter friend will get to the bottom of this and report back. At the same time, of course, they're going to head on over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and tell us how great we are.
Please do. That would be great.
Do you have any more points you wanted to get across here?
Sure, I got one more. Right. Not really a point, just a conversation topic. Favorite subject in school, did you have one?
Probably English.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah.
What about you?
English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But no wonder we're friends.
Right? What'd you think I was going to say? Lunch?
Let me look.
You asshole.
I like that pizza. Square pizza.
Dude, I hated that pizza.
Rectangle pizza, whatever it was.
I didn't smell funny. It tasted worse. It just...
What about high school? We got like real pizza at that point.
Yeah, you got triangle shapes, right?
Yeah.
At that point, I was all about the chicken sandwiches and hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me get a chicken sandwich, man.
Yeah, man. I wonder if he listens to this.
I hope so.
You think so?
You mean David or John?
Yes.
Well, I hope they do, and I hope they leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, or they can follow us at Boar Meets World on the Twitter. I don't know if I'm cutting you off with my plugs. You got anything else?
No, you get your shit in, bro. I got one more talking point after this.
All right, hit it.
Okay. When they came over from the concert, Alan mentioned something, and it got me thinking a little bit, because, you know, Eric's giving them crap over the concert still.
Mm-hmm.
Alan says, we're in that awkward age where we're not, you know, what did he say? We're not young or something, but we're not dead either.
Yeah.
But really, I think what he's trying to say is that they are, you know, they're not old at this point. I'd say probably 30s.
Really, 30s?
Huh?
Really,
it's 30s? It's late 30s, but still 30s.
That's almost how old I am.
Because I'm thinking if 78, from what they said, was when
Eric was conceived, or, yeah.
78. They're pregnant with him. He's 16 now. That would put Amy at, if Aerosmith and them are the same age, Aerosmith's probably pushing 40 in 93. So, early 20s. Yeah. They're not old, but they are in kind of like a weird, awkward age.
Sure, I'd put Alan at a smooth 42.
Yeah, smooth 42. I feel like that's an established age, though, because I feel like at 42, you know, like, what's expected of you, and, like, you just...
Yeah, that's why he busts his ass at the grocery store and comes home and fixes pipes.
Superman.
Yeah. Paints fences.
Where am I going with this?
I don't know.
What do you feel like is an awkward age?
Whatever age I am at any given time.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I agree with you.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
You mean my age, sure.
Definitely.
You agree with me on my age?
Yeah, I'm not awkward at all.
No. You're the most normal guy.
Oh, yeah, totally. Anybody listening to this podcast knows this.
Yeah, but what were you going with this? Where?
I was just trying to figure out, like, what's an awkward age?
You know, I mean,
besides teenage years.
Teenage, probably whatever after college would be, because it's like, well, what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah. Yeah. Young adulthood, definitely.
Yeah.
In both phases.
Then after that, it's kind of like, you know, fuck it, I am who I am.
What the fuck did I do? God.
So, you know.
That was it.
You stop caring after a while, I think.
Do you?
Yeah. Or just never cared at all.
I don't know. I'm probably going to jinx myself by saying this, but I feel like it's going to get better the older you get.
The show?
Well, that too.
I don't know if it could. This is pretty high quality stuff. It's the BMW of podcasts. Yes.
Oh, I left it on here, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's pretty much all I had. Of course, again, happy birthday, Mr. William Daniels. Thanks for teaching me, like, everything about life as Mr. Feeney. And, we already done our plugs, so whatever. If you missed them, hit rewind, check them out.
Yeah, don't listen to the whole episode again. Just listen to the plugs, okay?
Yeah, that's all you need. Yeah. And click the links, and we're good.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week. Episode 6, Boys to Menza.
I love that title.
Yeah.
I do.
We'll check it out.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Okay.
You know what we should really do?
What are we doing?
Well, what we should do is a promo. You know, like a short little spot that other podcasters can play on their podcasts to let their listeners know where to find us.
Find us for what?
Find us so that they can listen to us. Do you know the 5 podcasts and sites people can find us on?
I know at least 3 of them.
Ooh, let's know the 3 that you know.
Oh, well, I know Apple Podcasts. Chorus.
Yeah, if you have the Chorus app, you're goddamn right we're on Chorus.
That's us. Stitcher.
You're goddamn right.
What? That's 3 right there.
That's 3.
Holy shit.
We're also on Spotify.
We just got on Spotify.
We just recently got on Spotify. But
welcome to Spotify.
If you're listening to this in the future, we've been on Spotify for a while.
Podbean!
Finally, you can listen to us on Podbean. DrunkDiscussions.podbean.com.
Yeah, what do we do on these sites? What is our
post,
podcast?
We post podcasts. We get drunk and we review stuff.
Holy shit. Do we have disruptions as we are drunk?
We have discussions while we're drunk. Yes, that is 100% correct.
I might be a little drunk right now.
We record live from a bar. In addition to listening to us, you can find us on Twitter at DrunkDPodcast. Be sure you're checking out our shirts and merchandise on Spreadshirt, shop.spreadshirt.com/drunkdiscussions. And of course, check us out on any of those podcast and apps that we mentioned. Be sure to leave us a rating and a comment. Enjoy the rest of the podcast that you're listening to. Bye-bye.